Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing the garden for fall. In Florida's hot, humid summers, gardening may be one of the last things on your mind. But summer's actually a great time to prepare for fall gardening, although you may want to limit your activities to the early morning. First, remove spent, dead, or dying plants from the site. Weed all areas of the garden, especially those you're going to plant in the fall. Add organic matter like peat moss or composted manure to our sandy soils. You may want to solarize parts of your garden to get rid of nematodes, weed seeds, or other pests before planting. Remember, this will take 6 to 8 weeks. And finally, think about what kind of seeds you'll need for fall and consider buying them now. For more information about fall gardening, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, banana spiders. Banana spiders can be found in Florida and other southern states during the summer months. They can grow to several inches across, which can be scary if you don't know that they're harmless to humans. We usually spot female banana spiders because they're much larger than the males that share their webs. The females have large orange and brown bodies and long legs with brown or black tufts. Banana spiders are also called golden orb weavers, and both names stem from the bright yellow color of their strong silk. Their large webs can be typically found in trees, along trails, under the eaves of houses, or other places where they're likely to catch a lot of insects. So if you see one of these long-legged beauties, let her carry on with her good work. For more information about spiders, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, watermelons. Watermelons have cool, crisp flesh, perfect for summer eating. Contests are common throughout the U.S. to see who can grow the largest watermelon or spit watermelon seeds the farthest. In Japan, you can even find square watermelons. You can easily grow your own watermelons. Choose from many varieties available, which come in different sizes, shapes, and colors. For seeded watermelon, plant seed directly in sandy soil in the early spring. Seedless varieties do best if transplanted, and remember, for pollination to occur, you must also plant seeded varieties. When selecting a watermelon for purchase, look for a firm, symmetrical fruit with no blemishes. Whether you buy it or grow it, take a watermelon on a picnic or to your 4th of July gathering. For more information about watermelons, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, carnivorous plants. Carnivorous plants have a unique strategy for finding nutrients in poor soil. They catch insects. Florida has dozens of species of carnivorous plants, more than any other state in the U.S. They're found in the panhandle, but grow in bogs as far south as central Florida. There are several kinds of carnivorous plants, sundews, butterworts, bladderworts, and pitcher plants. They use appealing scents, leaves that trap insects, and sticky fluids that help imprison their prey. Then they produce digestive fluids that absorb the insect and its nutrients. You can grow carnivorous plants at home. These wetland plants need a moist environment and lots of light. They're best grown outdoors in containers with a moist medium or in rain gardens. They can also be grown indoors in a well-lit terrarium. For more information about carnivorous plants, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, zoned irrigation systems. A well-designed, good-quality irrigation system really simplifies watering, but it must be designed and managed properly. Your irrigation system should be divided into separate zones, each of which can deliver the right amount of water for the plants it contains. For example, flower beds have different irrigation requirements than lawn areas. If your irrigation system doesn't currently follow this pattern, now's a good time to update it. There are different sprinkler types for the different areas of the landscape. For example, rotor-type heads are typically used to water turf areas, while pop-up and other spray-type heads are used in planting beds. Don't forget about using low-volume or drip irrigation, as they can save a lot of water and money. And make sure you have a rain sensor. For more information about irrigation systems, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.